you've heard in the media maybe, in St. Louis near the French border in West Germany, one man from Ghana burned to death by a Nazi attack. In Mönchengladbach, not very far from you, one was seriously wounded by knife stabs in the pedestrian area. Close to Düsseldorf, two children escaped death from a petrol bomb attack, and so on. Yeah. So we decided to make a demo exactly at this point at Hoyerswerda to set a signal that we are not permitting this no-go area for foreigners. That we make a stand against this Nazi offensive, and as well to give an impulse for further mobilization against this Nazi campaign, which has to be broken at any cost, you know.
How was the demo?
That's the overall objective of the demo as well. There were objectives referring more to the place itself, that we wanted to intimidate and punish any Nazis and racists in Hoyerswerda, and to intimidate the racist majority at Hoyerswerda to make them clear that they are guilty in applauding, you know, and as well to encourage the people in Hoyerswerda who were against these racist attacks, and they exist, they are few, but they exist, yeah. Right now, the course of the events of the demo, we traveled to Hoyerswerda in a convoy from Berlin and from other cities in West Germany. There were approximately about 3,500 demonstrators, mainly from West Germany and Berlin, as well as some immigrants. And interesting in the demo were 2 points. First, the police, especially the federal police, the so-called Bundesgrenzschutz, BGS, had a certain plan. They prepared a trap, or two traps. One trap just in front of the refugee home, the starting point of the demo, and they wanted to stage a riot there to produce pictures this week of so-called left radical lefties staging a riot just in front of this this house, whereas the week before some Nazis had staged a riot there to just to equal the Nazi violence with the anti-racist counter-violence. But we didn't go into this trap. We turned around and tried to get on the course of the old route. They blocked us a second time. There was a serious street battle with a lot of with some policemen hurt. Then we managed by the way of negotiations to continue the demonstration just to the other home for migrant workers in Hoyerswerda, where there's still some 20 odd people from Vietnam. The second interesting point in this demonstration, and a point that, and a thing that made us very happy, was that we received some support of local people. About after the street battle at the second police barrier, about 100 local people joined the demo, and the first row of the demonstration was made up of local people, of young people from Hoyerswerda. It was a real great step for them compared to this background of intimidation, because they knew if they did this step, they would get beaten up the next day by the Nazis.
That's
what happened, actually.
Positive thing.
And now they said they formed an anti-fascist group at Hoyerswerda. That's the demo. I could talk about a bit about the internal quarrels inside the movement, but I think that's not so important for your audience now.
No, we can read it later on in the interim or something.
Yes. So,
but that for the demonstration on the 29th, And the 3rd of October,
yeah.
Day of the reunification of Germany.
Yeah. 3rd of October, immigrant groups in Berlin organized a demonstration, an anti-racist, anti-fascist demonstration. It was organized exclusively by them, but of course a lot of autonomous groups participated. There were about 15,000 demonstrators and quite a colorful atmosphere. And the police in Kreuzberg, when the demo was coming back, the police attacked the immigrant bloc and dispersed the demo by tear gas. It was a clear attack with no provocation from our side by the police. After that, there were riots commenced at Kreuzberg for lasting for about 4 hours, and were quite heavy riots compared to the 1st of May riots, which were subdued this year and last year. So it was a bigger riot compared to local standards here. Yeah. And a lot of young people, especially Turkish people, participated because they the anger was all over. The anger at the police, who was attacking an anti-racist demonstration just in this political situation when there's a Nazi offensive, you know, and that's the reason why such a lot of people had such an anger, you know.
Yeah, and there was no reason for the police to interfere in a demonstration. They just could stay away and nothing happened. So the police started the riots.
That's what we thought, that that the police couldn't permit themselves to intervene into such an anti-racist demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
But we were wrong, really, because their objective is, I said another way, at the moment the autonomous groups and the immigrants themselves are the only people who go on the streets against this Nazi offensive, against the racist attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore they have a kind of a moral bonus at the moment. We gain some social ground by this, because nobody else, all the so-called liberal public, is practically non-existent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, yeah, in such a situation police couldn't intervene, but they did it at Hoyerswerda and they did it on the 3rd of October in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning from that they are prepared to have their monopoly of violence, a monopoly of power, questioned by Nazis,
mm-hmm.
using this Nazi offensive for their aims, but at no cost are they prepared to accept an autonomous anti-racist movement. They have to smash the anti-fascist and anti-racist demonstrations. They have to get them from the streets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a newspaper here in Holland, they said that the German government said Monday that they couldn't do anything to the violence against foreigners,
mm.
and they asked the German citizens to protect the people from those racist violence.
Mm.
That's one thing they put here in the press.
Yeah.
And it was said by Dieter Vogel.
Yeah, it's a lot of hypocrisy. If you compare it to the campaign in 1986, when autonomous groups and a lot of other people chopped down these electricity pylons, then they were discussing even video cameras at every electricity pylon.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
They created a whole a huge apparatus of repression against this, and now they are practically doing nothing. Yeah, now it happens them from now on then when fascists are announcing the attacks, that they're standing in front of these refugee homes,
mm.
but they are giving them a real protection. Yeah, actually this has to be done by ourselves, you know, and this is being organized.
Mm.
Just last weekend it happened that autonomous groups went to little towns outside Berlin where fascists had announced attacks and stood in front of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But some autonomous groups have the feeling that's not enough just to protect these objects, to protect these premises which the fascists are to attack,
mm-hmm.
and to stand there just waiting for the snake to come. And they decided now, going on for a couple of weeks and months, to themselves chase down the fascists, chase them there where they meet, and beat them up and smash their meeting points, yeah,
mm-hmm.
In order to intimidate them, to get them off the streets. Because that's what's needed at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time, they are well aware that just beating them up is not enough. The problem is that, especially in the countryside, in the ex-GDR, the fascists are the only youth movement.
Yeah.
And they are the only cultural pole where a lot of youth are attracted to. So the task is really to create some cultural counterpoles, squads or whatever, yeah, some youth clubs.
Yeah, organized concerts.
Run in a really antagonistic way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the future tasks, actually, what we are prepared to do. Yeah.
Now, I think it will have success. It should have.
All right, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you for this interview, and I will hear you next time.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Yeah. Radio De Vrije Keis op de 96.2 FM. En wij onderbreken deze plaat voor het volgende. We hebben een telefoontje uit Madrid voor onze correspondent. Hello, how are you?
We are starting to work from 3 or 4 weeks again.
Mm-hmm,
here
yeah.
in the UPA. And so, well, we have 3 news. I'm going to start for the hunger strike of the prisoners of ETA, for example. This is one information of one newspaper of the Basque Country, and tells about one hunger strike that had started in the 30th of September,
yeah.
the last 30th of September. And this is one hunger strike, uninterrupted and rotary, of all the prisoners of ETA that had more than 500 in different prisons of Spain. And they entered yesterday in the second week of hunger strike, and this week the hunger strike is in the prisoners of Andalusia.
Mm-hmm.
Andalusia. There are 71 persons, and there are 63 men and 8 women. They are in 11 prisons in Andalusia,
mm-hmm.
and they have replaced the 42 prisoners that were in hunger strike. And that start even the hunger strike in the 30th of September, yeah, I have said,
yeah.
and they were in 5 prisoners in islands of the Spanish state, in Baleares and Canarias, and also in Ceuta, the colony of Spain in Africa, in the north of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The own prisoners said in one communication that the fight has 2 objectives. They want to be together in the Basque Country, and they want this thing in the way to the amnesty,
mm-hmm.
and they want to put in evidence that the government don't want to make one political solution to the problem of the Basque Country.
Yeah.
And well, and before they start the hunger strike, these political prisoners, give to the direction of the prison of Spain and the judgment. They ask to that institutions to be back in Basque country, near of his and her house, like says the law. And well, for example, the other new is about one something that has passed the last Friday in Madrid. Is because one woman of the Association of Familiars and Friends of the Political Prisoners, that are prisoners of the Grapo and PCR, mm-hmm. one woman of near of 65 years old, has been arrested in the Friday in the morning when she come back to her house with her husband, and well, he was buying something for the house, and some civil guards of Spain arrest her.
Why?
In the street, and she was accused of being of collaboration with Grapo.
Mm.
The judge that has made the order of arrest is Baltasar Garzón, that is very popular in Spain for his spectacular actions against the groups of like ETA and well, something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, things of the drug and the narcos and something like that.
Yeah.
Very very important judge here, and he made the accusation of being collaboration with Grapo.
Yeah.
Her house was looked by the police in the afternoon, and they only found there letters of prisoners and something like that. And well, they take she in one car. And they say to her that she was to put her body into the floor of the car, but she can't because she's very bad of the health. And
yeah.
And well, when they see that she cannot make that, they put something in the face, and she couldn't see where she's going in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And well, there was the. The build of the civil guard, and they make one interrogation, and then they say to her that he was to sign one paper, and well, when they insist and insist again, she at the end signed that thing, and well, in that paper she doesn't want to sign because they say that he has collaborate with Grapo,
mm-hmm.
but at the end she was very very bad. She's very affected for this thing. She's very old and very. She has a health very delicate. And well, at the end she made, and in the Saturday she spends the night in one prison of Madrid, and at the morning she was taken to the National Audience, that is one special tribunal of Spain. She has one. Well, when somebody is arrested and they put a lot of people in one wall, and then the accused say this not was,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I don't know, face to face, something like that.
Yeah.
To see the face of the people. No? And well, this man arrested some weeks ago is accused of being in Grapo, and the. The supposition of the people is that this man, maybe he tells that this woman tell to him to well introduce him into the PCR, that is the is different from Grapo, is separated
yeah.
from Grapo, but they are a little revolutionated in ideologically and something like that.
Yeah.
And well, in this after of this thing, the judge put she in the free her. And she has to go to the national audience every week one day,
mm.
the day that she wants, for because she has she's going to be just
yeah, yeah, so
some months
be
before
there.
Some months after
yeah.
And well, she's the most charismatic militant of this Association of Familiars and Friends of Political Prisoners. And well, this has been a strong thing for her. Mm-hmm. This association made one concentration in the front of the national audience in the Saturday, and they were 30 persons. They have some problems. They have to, at the end, they have to shut up because the judge said to them that if they don't shut up, these women will be translated again to the prison. And when they see that situation, they have to be quiet. No? At the moment, we don't know so much. We are waiting for a talk with a lawyer, and we are waiting for know exactly what is the charge, the things that they say against her.
Yeah. And one other thing we want to know is about the social house, the squat in Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's called Minuesa. It's the name of the thing that was before there, that was a place where they made books and something like that. It's very
very
popular in Madrid. And they have the problem. The problem starts in the 2 of July, when some weeks ago of this day, one politic of the Council of Madrid with the total power of the right, that was the new council in Madrid, the Council of the Right, after the elections, he starts to make one campaign against this house, and he has a reunion, and he said that they have 1 week to be put out in the street, to be evicted, and at the end this not happens in July, and they start to make one campaign of solidarity in all Madrid with groups, people, and actions in the house and demonstrations and something like that. And the most destacable of this summer has been, for example, one problem when they want to make one action in one monument of Madrid. There is one big door like the Triumph Arc in Paris, something like that, and they want to put to the floor one something saying about the house and the fight of the house, and the police go there and forbid, I think, and they couldn't make this at the end because the police made one big attack to the people, and 2 hours later, over the 12th of the morning, they appears again, the police appears again. It's always was the police of the council, not the national police, they go to the social center that is near of this monument. It's 5 minutes, and they try to arrest one young man, and they try to abide that. The police made one attack, and the result was some people hurt, one guy arrest, and on the afternoon was arrest one person that in the morning could be free, but at the end he goes to the police and say, I was arrested this morning, I am here, and they are accused of attack the authority.
Yeah.
And at the moment there is no more news about these 2 persons. They were arrested until the night of the next Monday. This happened on Sunday.
Yeah.
They was very the police beat a lot of to them, and they have also some problems with the with one thing that they are making near of the house, is unite to the build, and is one future square of police, a big square of police. It's very incredible, but it's this. It's one square, the most big of the center, and they are making now that, no, and something of the works fall down into the part of the house, one part of the house, and broke a lot of things.
Yeah.
And the situation now has changed because the this political of the Council of Madrid, at the end of August, say to the people of the house that he was not problems. He was the same that say in July that he's going to the people were going to be evicted in 1 week, and in August at the end he said that he doesn't want problems, and that the until the proprietors don't put one denounce against the house, they will not be evicted. And now the situation is a little quiet, and the proprietor and is very confused who is or who are, because this was from one family. Well, some part of the house was by for other people, but the property of the house is very divided and very confused.
Yeah.
And now the people doesn't know exactly who is in the back of the house. And there is one rumor.
Yeah, rumor. That's cool.
Yeah. That now that in the house lives people that are squatters, but that also lives about 20 persons, maybe less, that are living there for years and years, and they have maybe other rights in one judgment. They have lived there for all their life, no, and they have contracts of, well, and there is one rumor that the property is making negotiations with these persons, but separately, totally separately, one for house for house. These are five houses of people who are not squatters, and there is that rumor, no? But they don't say anything because, well, they are not so, maybe they are not so much solidarity, no?
Yeah.
So much, well.
Yeah. Let's hope that things come clear then.
Yeah.
For the house.
Yes.
Okay, was that the news?
Yes,
or
if you want more, I have more news here. But, well, maybe they are not so interested.
We get it by mail and we translate it.
If we have something about something that has passed in Barcelona, in Tárrega, not in Barcelona, in Catalunya, in September. But I think that you have better from Anna.
Yeah, I think we already had that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think.
But yeah, we stop this interview and then we read the UPA and the Anna.
Sorry?
We read the UPA the next time when we get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you for this.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Okay.
Until next time.
Once upon a time, just like in a nursery rhyme, the poor piggy turned swine. Me did wear from me fear upon me face like a shield, like a mask. And everybody think me cool and deadly. Nothing you could have said would have let me take it off. And if you get me nervous, I would have just laughed it off. And everybody think me cool and deadly. But not so long ago, just like in a picture show where the hero get the blow. My spirit get vexed and me get so restless that me get fearless and go bear my mother chest. Me never in the things so that it make out of glass, that the whole wide world could have seen, right down to the beginning of my heart. How them twist up, how them tie up, how them tight up, oh me heart. How it cut up, how it crawl up, how it scare up. It is a hard art to master, you know. This smiling and sticking in your teeth. When your heart swell up so tell you feel it a go bust. When you can't find the right to fit the beat. When you can't find the answer to the puzzle complete. So now me take off my mask and start to wear dark glass. But every so often, me have to take it off. And every now and then, ever see me trials, see me crosses. Once upon a time, just like in the nursery rhyme before Piggy turned swine. It did wear to me fear by me face like a shield, like a mask. And everybody think me cool and deadly. Nothing you could have said would have made me take it.